time to talk sport with Warwick Hadfield. Warwick, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
In Australian football, the heartening news that Lance Franklin, otherwise known as Buddy, will return to training today. This is fantastic news.
Yeah, Fran. Look, Franklin formally resumes training today with the Swans teammates. He has been having a few private runs, all this after that high-profile withdrawal from the game just before the finals earlier this year, citing, I guess, what's been called an unspecified mental illness. He did an interview for the club's website. I think it was done yesterday. It was with a person with a very jittery hand, in which he talked about the difficulties he faced in the last little while and about how, leading into the finals, he realised his problems were bigger than even he could handle, so he's put up his hand for help. And here we saw the game of Australian football, I guess, at its best and sadly at its worst. The Swans stood with their man, and there was a lot of support elsewhere, a lot of talk about mental issues and how people need to be supportive. But in Melbourne, once again, it's sad to say, rumour and innuendo were touted as fact, and that happened even in the AFL media. All sorts of stories did the rounds. Thankfully, we know them not to be true, and even more thankfully, we've got this fine young man back on a football field where he can resume his career.
Yeah, it's positive, isn't it? He says he's so pleased he sought help, which is a great message all round, really.
Can sports people be role models? And it's a, you know, constant, you go around in circles on this one. But in this case, I think it can. He made it very clear in that interview that he felt that the right thing to do was to seek help, and he encouraged others in the same situation as he found himself to do the same.
Yeah. In cricket, South Australia is preening itself right now.
Oh, Fred, I couldn't help but smile yesterday that my good mate Keith Bradshaw, who's now the CEO of the Sacker, he took to Twitter to remind anyone, just in case they missed it, that South Australian success was not just confined to the Adelaide Oval over the weekend. Of course, that was the venue for the first ever day-night test match. In Hobart, the South Australian men moved into second place on the Sheffield Shield ladder. They did that by, well, thrashing Tasmania. And then the big one that really got the Twitter going for Keith, in Sydney, Hurstville Oval, the Scorpions, the women's team, had stopped the Invincibles, the New South Wales Breakers, in the final of the Women's National Cricket League. As we talked about it last week, the Breakers had won the last 10 finals and were on the cusp of equaling the record of the St George Rugby League Club for most titles in a row, but it was not to be. The Scorpions batted first, made 264 on the back of the English woman, Sarah Taylor's 110, and even with the likes of Alex Blackwell, Elise Perry and Elisa Healy, the New South Wales reply fell 54 runs short, and jubilation. And interestingly enough, the New South Wales players, all to a person, backed the South Australians, a young side who'd really risen above all the lack of experience and so on to take on one of the best sporting teams in Australian history and beat them, Fran.
Great work. And in surfing, Australians can't win the Women's World title this year, which is a shame, but certainly can help determine who will, and that's what Nikki van Dyke's done in Maui.
She certainly has. This is a young woman from Phillip Island, where the water would be a lot cooler than it is in Maui at the moment. She's beaten one of the two American contenders, Courtney Conlogue, in Heat 3, and that means now she has to survive a sudden death Heat 4, while the other contender, Carissa Moore, the Hawaiian, she's gone straight through the quarterfinals. Now, that makes it very hard for Conlogue to beat Carissa Moore for the final. And look, the best of the Australians in this year's fight for the world title has been Sally Fitzgibbon. She can't win it. She's probably going to end up third. But she's also surfing at her best at the end of the season, and she's also through to the quarterfinals, Fran.
Good on you, Warwick. Thank you.
Good on you.
Warwick Hadfield.